The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The Sunday Times is reporting that the White House is warning Irish regulators that if they censor social media platforms of speech that would be regarded as protected speech in the US, that that may end up with the individuals who so do being banned from visiting the US. The story is by Jennifer Bray and Patrick O'Donoghue. And Patrick O'Donoghue, news reporter with the Sunday Times, joins us this morning. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Anton.
Patrick, this follows a meeting between the US State Department officials and Irish Department of Justice officials relating to regulation of social media giants. What did you find out?
Well, that's right. We understood that US State Department officials were dispatched to Ireland to meet with the Department of Justice and Commissioner Mann to apparently better understand their regulatory role in relation to the media commissioner. Obviously, a lot of American social media companies, tech companies based here in Ireland, and the regulation of those companies is the responsibility of Commissioner Mann. So they were keen to understand Commissioner Mann's work. And also, I suppose the bigger context of this is Marco Rubio's recent announcement of a policy whereby officials who are seen to be or deemed by the American regime, the Trump regime, to be censoring American speech, citizen speech, and pressuring American tech companies to adopt policies they would see as chilling or limiting freedom of speech, protected speech in the United States. They would have visa restrictions applied to them, to those officials seen to be carrying out that work. So Ireland is in a bit of a tight spot in relation to all of this with hate speech laws. Obviously, we have a deadline of the 7th of July to decide what we're going to do with hate speech legislation. We're under a bit of pressure from the European Union. But then obviously across the Atlantic, the Americans would take a pretty different view on that issue. So we're in a little bit of a dilemma with regard to all of those issues on hate speech at the moment.
And we seem to be, from your reporting, at a bit of a nexus point of this issue between the US and the EU, because so many of the social media giants that are regulated in the EU are based in Ireland and therefore regulated through Ireland.
Well, that's right. That's exactly kind of the nub of the bind we find ourselves in. So, you know, a lot of the sources we've spoken to from within the Department of Justice and Commissioner Mann are adamant that there were no hostilities in these meetings. But it's very clear from, you know, speaking to people within the State Department this week that there is definitely a bit of pressure on the Irish government to sort of think carefully about what it's going to do with regards to implementing certain speech codes that would be in line with Brussels in terms of hate speech and regulation of speech online, particularly on social media platforms. So it's going to be really interesting, Anton, to see how this all plays out. What the Department of Justice eventually decides it is going to do in relation to hate speech and how that's going to impact on our relationship with Trump's regime, with the Americans. It's going to probably have some profound implications for Ireland's diplomatic relations and ties with America. So it's really very much a live issue and one to watch in regards to hate speech and what we do with that here.
And Patrick, what about the issue of the visa controls? Because you quote the US State Department spokesperson is saying, and I quote, that the recent visa restriction policy applies to foreign officials and persons who are responsible for or complicit in censoring protected expression in the United States, including pressuring American tech platforms to adopt policies that limit or chill protected speech in the United States. Does that mean a situation where you have senior officials either in the Department of Justice or Commissioner Mann being told you don't get visas to America because of public policy in Ireland?
Well, I think that's very much something to be decided, and we'll see how that all plays out. But that's very much the position, Anton, of the American government at the moment. We're living in a very different time now under a Trump presidency compared to when Biden was at the helm. And free speech and as they would call it, freedom of speech is very much at the forefront of their agenda, at the top of their priority list. And they're very much throwing their weight around on this issue on the world stage. And I think the key thing to zone in on in that statement is the part where it says, including pressuring American tech platforms to adopt policies that limit or chill protected speech in the United States. And as we've already kind of mentioned and touched on there, you know, a lot of American social media companies headquartered here in Ireland, we would be the ones who would have to enforce any particular speech codes that were brought in, adopted from the EU and applied in Irish law. So we're very much at the centre of this whole international issue. And to see how we deal with that is going to, it's going to have huge ramifications for Ireland's position in the world. X, TikTok, those companies, you know, American companies headquartered here in Ireland. So the responsibility of the regulation of those companies is commission demands. So to see how this all plays out is going to have implications for our standing on the world stage and in our relationship with the American regime.
Patrick, thank you very much. That is Patrick O'Donoghue, news reporter with the Sunday Times.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.